everyone. Welcome back to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I'm so glad you're back. Have lots to talk about today. Hope you're doing well and you're safe in whatever state you're living, wherever country you are, and just keeping yourself safe during this really difficult time. I was thinking about what to talk about, and I was just thinking about my practice, you know, as a psychotherapist. I have worked so hard always trying to find what would be the easiest way to explain to my clients, you know, how they could feel better. And I think it started, you know, a really long time when I was in high school, and I could see so many people in pain, and when I was in pain myself, and I just always had that question, there has to be a better way that we can live, or there has to be another way that we could live more peacefully internally. And throughout all my years, I've always had that question, and it landed me in the job of psychotherapist. And it wasn't until, you know, many years later and different practices and different readings and different studies, did I really come to learn about the mind and how the mind works and, you know, how when we engage with the mind in certain ways, we could either bring ourselves a really happy day or a really miserable day. So I have worked really hard trying to figure out ways for myself and for other people to understand easily, to understand that there is another place within us that we can access instead of the mind, because the mind tends to be so negative, if you haven't noticed. So today I just wanted to talk about, you know, what I just wrote a few things down. What are the easiest ways to move out of the negative mind? And a lot of spiritual teachers, everybody kind of has their own way to do it. Like I've talked about before, Eckhart Tolle moves out of this negative mind by being very present, by living in the present moment. And for some people, that's really easy. They stay present, they don't think, and they have great days. They just plan their day doing one thing that they love to the next thing that they love, and then they don't think that much. So that keeps them out of the negativity of the mind, out of engaging with the mind, and also more in that soul energy, because when you're present and enjoying a moment, that's when you're in your soul energy. So that's one way, and he does it by being in the present moment. That didn't totally work for me when I started practicing with Eckhart Tolle. Just going into the present moment, you know, worked for a little bit, but not fully. So I needed something more. And I do believe all of us are so different. We probably need either a combination of things to try, or coming up with your own way to get out of this very negative mindset that we all live in. Or most of us live in, anyway. Can't speak for everybody, but most of, you know, my life, you know, my mind tends to go very negatively, and all my clients throughout my 20 years of practice seem to struggle with the same thing. So from my sample size, it looks like we're all doing the same thing and struggling with the same thing. And, you know, and so that's our, you know, our task, our motivation is to move out of this mind and into this other energy that lives within us, that really when we do hit on this other energy, it's beautiful energy, and it's a loving energy, and it's a supportive energy. And of course, that's what I want to bring to my clients, and I want to bring it to myself. You know, going through a difficult time myself and opening up to this energy, it makes it very apparent to me when I'm in this energy and when I'm not in this energy. So for me, hi Toast, say hi. It's my cat Toast. when I'm in this energy, it's very, very easy for me to see. And when I fall out of it, I can see that I'm just back in the world, back in the mind. And that's okay. You know, I've learned to have a lot of compassion for myself going in and out of these different states. And I want you to be able to do that for yourself too. I know there's been a couple of questions, you know, how do I get in my soul energy? And really, anytime you're not thinking, you are in your soul energy. Anytime you're cooking and enjoying, or you're, you know, playing tennis or you're knitting or whatever you're doing, that you're really, really in the moment, feeling connected and happy. That's your soul energy, you know, so we don't have to complicate it. It's not that complicated. You can just close your eyes and go within and feel a vibration. That's your soul energy. What you have to know is that your soul energy is not your mind. You know, the soul really understands the mind really well, and I think that's where I get most of my help from, because the soul explains to me what's happening with the mind. And then once the soul explains that to me, I find other people to support those same beliefs. So that's very validating. Like, you know, when I was really struggling in my mind, you know, I would hear from my soul all the time, you know, you're believing things that are just not true about you. And because you have been believing these things for so many years, you don't believe any different. You're just locked into those beliefs as if they're facts. You know, so if you believe you're not good enough as a fact and you don't let anything else in to disprove it, you're going to feel like you're not good enough for most of your life, you know, and that's where a lot of us fall into, because the world is so perfectionistic and wants to motivate us in this harsh, negative way. The world wants us to be the best we can, and that's good, but it does so in such a harsh way, you know, like that you can't be human and you don't deserve compassion. And, you know, that's what the world is a little bit harsher. And some people can relate to that. And I never learned through harshness. And I don't like to teach through harshness to myself, to my kids, to my friends, to nobody. And when I'm in a harsher mood, it just feels terrible to me. It feels not good. So, you know, working in the soul energy, you get the support for something different, and you get the support for a different belief system. So that's another way to move out of your mind, is to really question your whole belief system. And Jane, from the books, the Seth books, you could look up, and she was a woman who channeled a spirit, and it's called the Seth books. And they talk a lot about, you have to challenge every single belief that comes into your mind, like every single one of them, because they're all wrong. And, you know, I read those books many, 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 many years ago, and I found them to be so intriguing. But yet at that point, I couldn't really live it. I knew that, oh, there's something right here, but I couldn't live it. Also, A Course in Miracles is another very similar spiritual understanding of, you know, our belief systems are really way off. And and going through A Course in Miracles, again, it helped me, but I didn't fully believe it. So it wasn't really until I had that real awakening, that real experience for myself and really connecting to my soul, that I could see all of the things that I've been learning, the truth in them, and then to take it a step further, because now I can ask questions. Those are my cats running around. So now I could ask questions directly within, and you can too. You can ask questions if you want to connect to your soul energy and you just don't know how. Ask, you know, just take a moment and say, show me how to get out of my mind. What's the best way for me? Because like I said, for some people, it's living in the present moment. For some people, they'll do Byron Katie's questioning, where they question every single thought that comes into their mind and see that it's not true. You know, that we make a lot of assumptions. Some people love the law of attraction, and that gets them out of their mind. Because with the law of attraction, you're throwing away your entire belief system, and you're saying, I'm going to believe in this spiritual belief system that tells me what I think about is what I'm going to attract into my life. And you could see how that really works, because if we're always in this negative mindset and good things happen, we miss them every single time. If you're thinking, okay, I have to watch what I'm thinking, and I'm going to be nicer to myself, and I'm not going to take my negative thoughts so seriously because I don't want to manifest them, then you're working really hard to move out of a belief system that has been hurting you. So you could see how all of these things have value and all these things work. And at different times, you might use one or the other. But my biggest plea to you is that you use them. Do you know that you realize that the mind is it's a beautiful body part, you know, and it helps us to function, and it does help us keep us safe in this world. But when it comes to evaluating you, it is way off. And when it comes to evaluating other people, it's way off. It's based on our earlier perceptions when we're like 5 years old. So when we get triggered, we're actually getting triggered into a place of when we're very, very young, when some of those beliefs really stuck. So if you, you know, were told, you know, very young, you know, that you're lazy, you would kind of keep saying that over and over to yourself. And then anytime anybody else would even hint at the word that you're lazy, that reinforces that belief. And like Abraham Hicks says, a belief is just something you think over and over again. So we take beliefs as like the word, like this is a fact, you know, I'm lazy. That's a fact. If I've been told I'm lazy my whole life for whatever reason, and I believe it, and then I start saying it to myself, it doesn't matter what other people are saying. If you're saying it to yourself, now it becomes a fact. So now you live with this feeling that you're not good enough because you're lazy. And, you know, we can see how we all do this to ourselves. I'm not pretty enough. So therefore, we act that out our entire lives. Or I'm not thin enough. Then we act that out our entire lives. And it affects us so deeply, the things that we have decided to believe. And if you just write them down, you could see it's the same things you probably had your entire life. You know, when I talk to my clients, their beliefs come up very quickly, and it's the same ones over and over again. So if it's a weight issue, or if it's a feeling excluded from groups, or feeling lonely, it comes up over and over and over again. And, you know, this is where we have to have a lot of compassion for ourselves, because these wounds were early wounds, and we perceived these things happening when we were really young. So we don't want to be like, oh, that's stupid. Why would I think that? You know, we want to have the utmost compassion for ourselves and say, you know what, at one point, you know, I perceived this to be true, you know, and I want to challenge that it's no longer true, but I perceived it to be true. So if I did, and then I validated it throughout my life, it's not gonna go away. You know, it's just not gonna go away. But the real beauty and the real task for all of us is not to make it go away, is to just not believe it anymore. So all the beliefs that the world has taught us, we don't have to believe. And my rule of thumb is if I'm believing something about myself or other people and it's hurting me and making me feel not energized and happy and relaxed, then that is a belief I do not want to believe. You know, I don't want to believe that. You know, I'll have some clients who tend to get a little paranoid when they're stressed, and they will believe people are out to get them or hurt them. And I'll always say to them, listen, you don't want to err on the side of that. You always want to err on the side that people are good and that people are not out to get you, you know, and you may have felt that growing up, but let's try not to believe that's true. And unless someone comes up to you and says, I'm out to get you, you don't want to keep saying that over and over to yourself. You want to say something different, you know, like, some days, you know, I'm having a hard time and I'm not doing so good. And some days other people are having a hard time. So when we soften it up, it's much, much better. Course in Miracles and Byron Katie talks a lot about what we project is really, really coming from us and not other people. So if we're thinking that somebody's doing something to us, you know, they caused us to feel a certain way, it's just not true. You know, it's usually either that we've done it and we don't see it, or that we just have a fear about it. You know, so we really want to catch these things. So you could see how I go from person to person to person, that all of these different teachings have such value. You know, one of the books that I absolutely love by Byron Katie is A Thousand Names for Joy. And after, you know, moving more into my soul energy, this book really in a nutshell, talks about how I feel on a daily basis. And I could not have put it in the words that she put it in. It's an amazing book. It's such a great book. And when you move into the soul energy, that's what happens to you. You feel very differently, and you see the world very differently. And you have the support of your inner being, of your inner guidance, to tell you when you're kind of, you know, off track in your thinking. And do you really want to think that? Is that really helpful for you to think? You know, I used to spend a lot of time in my thoughts thinking the same things over and over again, and then feeling the same way over and over again, and really robbing myself of so many good days, you know. So now when those same thoughts come in, and they do, I can either laugh at them, I distract myself away from them, I bring myself back into the present moment, I can do some affirmations. So these are all the different techniques that we have to move out of a very powerful belief system that really wants to keep drawing us in. And it's not easy during a pandemic, that's for sure. So it is a struggle. It's a struggle to say, well, I'm going to be okay, and I'm not going to get caught up in all the negativity that's out there. And it's not an easy thing to do right now. But if you can do it under these circumstances, when life goes back to normal, and it will, then you'll have it. You have it down pat. And really, it's during our most troubling and trying times do we open up, you know, because we almost have to. It's almost like, okay, this situation is completely out of my control. I need to consult somebody else other than my mind, which is telling me that everything is doom and gloom. And that's not how the soul energy sees it. You know, the soul energy reminds me that this is life, and that living together, sometimes we catch things and we get sick, and some people move back into spirit and some people stay, and they reassure me that death is not a death, that it's a beginning of another life. So if we didn't view death in such a horrible way, we could handle this a little bit better. And that's not to minimize anybody's passing, if they've lost anybody, because I still think it's really, really hard, even when you're connected to the soul energy, because we're human, and our human mind and our human body wants to stay here and have its experience. And the soul energy understands that. It just wants to remind us that it's not the end of the story. You know, it's not the end of the story for us. And we go on, and we go on being who we are, and we go on to another life, and we get to do all the things that we love to do there. So it's not the end. It's a beginning of something different. And that is extremely reassuring, especially when we're faced with the deaths of our loved ones and our own death, you know, to know that that we don't, you know, that's it for us. You know, so if we have to leave earlier because of a virus, that we go on and our lives will go on in spirit. And that is a tough belief to, on your own, you know, work with. But when you feel that support, and you know that knowing, you have that knowing, then it's much, much easier. So again, you know, what I really try to do with my clients is really, really try to help them to move out of this negative mind, and always remind them, listen, there's another side to you. And so if you could think all these negative things about yourself, you know, what is that doing to you in your life? And if I could take a magic wand and you no longer had any of those thoughts, what would you be doing? You know, so if you hate yourself because you're, you know, not rich, you know, what if I took a magic wand and you no longer didn't even know anything about money, and it wasn't even an issue? What would you be doing today? You know, or you could also say to yourself, well, what if I had everything that I've ever wanted? What if I had the thin body, and I had the $1 million, and I had the great relationship, and I have great health? What if I had everything that I wanted? What would I be doing? You know, and that's what it feels like when you're in more in your soul energy and out of your mind. It feels like you have absolutely everything you could ever want, and there's nothing you need to do, and there's nothing you need to become. So the soul reminds us of our abundance, where the ego really does remind us of, you know, where we're deficit, you know, and we don't have to even look at the ego as bad. We can look at the ego as, you know, trying to help us strive to be the best we possibly can. It's just that we've been taking it a step too far by, you know, really coming down on ourselves that we have to succeed or be perfect to be okay. And that's not what the ego, the mind, that's not how to use our mind effectively. So those are the best little tips for today. So just remember, the mind will bring you thoughts that really are coming from the past, you know, all these different thoughts and beliefs that are coming from the past, and that we just say them to ourselves over and over again, you know. And we could see this, it's so easy to see, if someone decided, say, you know, tomatoes are unhealthy for us, and there was one study saying tomatoes are no longer healthy for us, we would walk around probably saying tomatoes aren't healthy. And if we said that over and over again, eventually everybody would not be eating tomatoes. So we have to question, you know, every thought that comes in your mind. Is it really true? You know, am I really not worthy if I'm not thin enough? Is that really true? You know, can I not have a happy life? It's not true. If that was true, then heavier people would be miserable, and they're not, you know. Or I can't be happy unless I make $1 million. That's not true. I mean, there are many people that have barely any money and that are really, really happy. Or I can't be happy unless I'm in a relationship. That's not true either. There are many, many people that are not in relationships that are extremely happy. So for every belief that you have that's ingrained in you, there's somebody living happily in that state. So that's how we need to question our mind. So when your mind wants to come in and tell you that somehow you're not good enough, you want to move out of the mind and ask your soul, or that inner wisdom, your inner being, can you share something different with me? You know, what's the real story here? You know, what is the real story? And when you open up to that, you'll have much, much more time to do things you love to do. You know, I have many clients that have so much anxiety that they spend so much time in their anxiety that they're not able to do the things they love to do. And the thing that I have so much pleasure in is when I teach them to move out of their mind and to do some of these things, their anxiety drops. And then they start doing things they love to do again. And they are not so taken in by their mind and not so fearful. And it's so beautiful to watch people get their lives back, you know, that us analytical people who get stuck in the why is my mind like this? Why did I just think that? There's no answer to the why. You know, you just want to move out of the mind. The mind has some value, but when it comes to evaluating you or other people, there's no value there. So this is something that we just have to continue to work on. I'm just checking to see if I went over everything that I wrote down. I generally don't plan too much for these videos, but I do like to make sure that I hit on certain points for you, because I know it can be repetitive, but we need it. We need to keep hearing, don't believe your beliefs. You know, just do not believe them. I don't care what they are. Don't believe them if they hurt you. That's your rule of thumb. If something comes into your mind that hurts you, you have to say, not true. My soul has another take on this. My inner being has another take on this. What is it? What am I missing here? You know, and to right now just have such great compassion for yourself, and watch how you're engaging with the mind. You know, it really is the conversations that we have with ourselves when the mind brings something to us. So if you wake up and the mind brings up the pandemic, and then you start agreeing with it and saying, oh my God, this is so horrible. It's the same thing every day. I can't take it. I want to do this. I want to do that. You're engaging with a belief that you don't have to. So if you wake up and the pandemic comes in to your mind, you can say, yes, But today's an opportunity that I have to do everything that I want to do. Today's an opportunity to do all the things that maybe I haven't gotten a chance to do. And today's an opportunity to be nice to myself, you know, because this is hard. And if I am struggling, this is a day for compassion. One of my friends sent me over a Twitter that someone had wrote. It was so good. It said, right now, be kind to your body because it's getting you through this pandemic. Don't attack it, because a lot of people don't attack its size. Because a lot of people are overeating during this pandemic and hating themselves, you know. So she pointed out, which I thought she must be in like that soul energy in that different place. She pointed out, listen, no matter what size your body is here, it's here. And it's helping you through this really difficult time. So don't attack it. And when you hear words like that on Facebook, Twitter, you know people have moved out of that very negative belief system, and they're tapping into something that is life-giving and feels better. It's like, okay, oh, that feels better, you know? So that's what you always want to look for within you, because you have access to the same thing that all of us have access to. So you just want to, if you're struggling, you want to say, all right, I'm just thinking and thinking and thinking. I want to walk away from these thoughts, whether I come into the present moment or I get engaged in something that I want to love, or I question these beliefs and say, wait a minute, who taught me this? Who taught me that I have to be rich or thin or in a relationship to be happy? Who taught me this? Oh, the world taught me this. Do I have to agree? Is that really true? Can I just be happy right now? Yes, I can be happy right now, no matter what's happening outside of me. And that is a gift. That is a gift to go into that other energy, to hear those other words. And then when you're in that other energy, you will get other ideas and other intuitions and other things to do. That is really who you are. And you get to do some of the things that you would naturally do if everything was just fine. So I hope that helps. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy your day, no matter what you're doing. Leave the conversation out and just be, and enjoy your being. Get to know your being. You know your mind pretty well. You know what your mind wants to get stuck on, and you know what your mind wants to tell you. So you can just say, you know what? I'm just going to leave my mind a little bit, and I'm just going to enjoy my being and what that brings me for today. So have a great day, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye-bye.